Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Thank you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. This morning, we're looking at Christ's exaltation. So if we continue thinking about where we are in the organization, we're still dealing with the nature of what man is to believe concerning God. In particular, now we're dealing what man is to believe concerning Christ's incarnation, that Christ, being the Son of God, became man, and so was and continues to be in two distinct natures in one person forever. And so how does that work out? And so we've seen his offices, prophet, priest, and king. We've seen, in particular, during the days of his humiliation, what we see in particular in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then today we look at his exaltation, which, of course, each of the four Gospels contains, his ascension, and the promises of his returning again to judge the world the last day. But let's listen to the question and think about this in the outline form of the question. Wherein consisteth Christ's exaltation? Christ's exaltation consisteth in his rising again from the dead on the third day, and ascending up into heaven, in sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and in coming to judge the world at the last day. So we have these four aspects in particular that it talks about. So it summarizes Christ's exaltation from his resurrection to his return at the last day. So in his rising from the dead on the third day, he ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train, and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And we talked about this yesterday, that not only is the 3 days of Jonah and the great fish, but also the prophecy in Hosea of the second day in the earth, but the third day being raised up again, is what the scriptures in particular are talking about there. Why the 3 days? Well, the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament. And then ascended up into heaven, we can think of when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. So that's Ephesians 4, quoting, more or less, Psalm 68. Or we can think of in Mark 16. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. So we see in this not just his post-resurrection appearances to the disciples, not just his ascension, but also his session at the right hand of God the Father. So, continuing with that, sitting at the right hand of God the Father, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool, Psalm 110. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promises of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. And so we see not just a prophecy of that David gave, but the application and the witnesses of his ascension there in Jerusalem as he ascended on high and he gave gifts to men. That he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Most evangelical theology makes great and appropriate room for the cross, the death, the resurrection of Christ. But very little time is given to his ascension and session, because it is by his ascension and session, sitting, that's where we get the term, sitting in session, sitting in his heavenly throne at the Father's right hand, is how he rules all things now, where he makes intercession for us. And by sending forth the Spirit, he's making known the will of God for our salvation. So it's not just that, oh, he went up, borne up by angels, but that he went up to be crowned the ruler of all things. And in coming to judge the world at the last day. For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Or in Acts chapter 1, at the time of the ascension. The angel said unto the disciples, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. So the disciples, the apostles, witnessed Christ's ascension, and every eye shall see him when he comes again to judge the world, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising from the dead. So the resurrection is God's witness to Christ's acceptable sacrifice, to God's approval of him as the true mediator between God and man, who is holy God and holy man. And now he is sitting at the Father's right hand, but the day is coming when he shall descend with the voice of the archangel, and he shall call the dead in Christ first, and then we who are alive, and then he shall empty all the tombs, and he shall judge all flesh. And those who are in Adam shall be sent away into everlasting torment and judgment, and those who are in Christ shall enter into the joy of their master. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.